So I want to cover a couple more issues related to colorectal cancer. We just want to briefly talk about the issue of management of patients with liver-only metastases. So it's a situation where, again, you have a younger, healthy patient who has no prior adjuvant treatment, now presents with multiple liver mets, KRAS wild type, and the surgeon believes that resection for cure would be possible only with a good tumor response. So, Charlie, how would you think through this situation? What data do we have to address this?
Sure, I think it's a great question. And the issue, of course, is when you have a patient where the surgeon at least offers up the possibility of resection to liver mets, we focus on the phenomenon of response, maybe more so than we do about the data on survival, which is a legitimate concern when you're contemplating surgery. And I do think that there's some confusion and conflict about the issue of response vis-a-vis the biologics. Namely, there's a notion that maybe the EGFR inhibitors, cetuximab and panitumumab, confer a better response, and that perhaps bevacizumab doesn't appreciably increase response, based exclusively, I think, on the 966 study, the study of FOLFOX or XELOX with or without bevacizumab published by Saltz et al. And that study showed that there wasn't a response benefit. However, that study is a bit of an outlier because if you look at all the other bevacizumab trials, those trials do suggest that there is an improvement in response. So that, in fact, the notion that bevacizumab is less likely to augment response as opposed to an EGFR inhibitor, and I think that's an issue in a KRAS wild-type patient, I don't know that we really know that. CLGB 80405, which is randomizing patients, or randomized, I should say, bevacizumab to cetuximab, well, we'll find out whether response is different between those two biologics. But in particular, in a patient like this, oftentimes I would consider a regimen like FOLFOX bevacizumab with the idea, of course, that bevacizumab should be held at least 4 weeks prior to resection.
So just again, to quickly get some other very brief viewpoints, starting with Matt, your likely recommendation in a situation like this, patient needs tumor shrinkage, EGFR wild.
I think I would also tend towards the standard, the FOLFOX Bev, try to get a response with that.
Rich?
So there's interesting data from our Italian colleagues who brought us FOLFOXIRI. And you remember in the FOLFOXIRI study, there was a 66% response rate and three times as many patients with liver-limited disease who were resected had R0 resections. Well, they've now gone on to FOLFOXIRI plus Bev and reported just some preliminary data on this. But the response rate was 77%, which is amazing. And makes you wonder if that is going to be a good strategy to try and bring patients to resection. You know, the other issue about resection is we've all seen patients who have a resection and you see them 2 months after resection and they've got additional liver disease. And, you know, you feel badly about having taken them to the OR, done a big resection, and not influenced their outcomes. You know, I believe that we'll be able to use tissue to help us decide who's going to be a good candidate for resection based on molecular markers in time, but we've got to study it.
So in spite of the encouraging data, bottom line right now, that patient comes to you, what are you likely to recommend?
So I would consider a FOLFOXIRI regimen in this case, and you know the addition of Bev would be on my mind.
I'm surprised so far nobody said EGFR antibody. Bert?
I have not used EGFR antibodies in this situation outside of studies. Now, that said, Charlie mentioned CLGB 80405, and I think there was enough question in my mind of bevacizumab versus EGFRs that I was willing to put a patient like this on that study and let the question be essentially randomized. I have off-study used the FOLFOXIRI, and I think, you know, with FOLFIRINOX in pancreatic cancer, that kind of reminds us that that combination is an extremely active combination, and for a patient we think can tolerate it, it's really something we should think about. I suspect the response rates are better than two chemo drugs plus a biologic for that triplet.
With or without a biologic?
You know, when I've used this, I've only used it without a biologic.